medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. Listeners, I would like to first thank you for your time and for your listening support. I'd also like to thank our sponsors. Our show today is on relationships. It's a big topic and I'm looking forward to diving in. We have two guests with us today, Carol and Saber. So hello, ladies.
Hello.
Now I'd like to introduce Now I'd like to introduce you to the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to, Atana. You have just heard his music and you'll continue to hear the music throughout this broadcast. Atana is an author, a musician, a master energy healer, an international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey. It's called the Atana Method. The easiest way to find it is via his website, www.atanamethod.com. And now I would like to welcome Atana himself. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, Saber. Hello, Anna. And hello, wonderful listeners.
And Atana, you're on the road today off to Philadelphia.
Yes, we're having an expo coming up, the Empowered Light Expo, and I'm going to be doing some healing work here, introducing the mantras, introducing the sacred inner dialogue, and also doing some in sessions, like in impromptu sessions, in gallery readings and stuff, where I'm going to support people in transforming what they need to be transforming and support them.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And in gallery readings, what does that mean?
That means like a whole group of people in one big room, like 200 people. And instead of me bringing them in touch with their past ones, I'm going to get them in touch with their purpose in life and with their transformational energies and get them going.
Sounds amazing. I'd love to be there and doing that. And I know Carol, who we've also got on the line today, is going to be there as well. Hi, Carol.
Hello. We're going to make it happen in Philadelphia.
You're going to make it happen. Well, I really wanted to bring this topic up today, Atana, because, you know, relationships is a big topic, and we touched on it briefly last week, but I was thinking, you know, people are either dying to find the right relationships, or if they're in them, they're dying to get out of them, or they're being wounded by them, or they've got attachments to old ones they just cannot get rid of. And I really just wanted to open up the floor to you today to really discuss relationships and their significance on this healing journey that you work with people on.
Thank you. Yes, relationships, they start in so many micro levels before they even externalize in the physical relationships with another human being. Just even the relationship that we have with the universe, the relationship that we have with love, the relationship that we have with the air, the relationship that we have with water. And there's like elements even involved where we are still, where a lot of people are still afraid of water, just even going into the ocean. And that's your relationship with water. And we are made out of water like up to 70%. Now think about our relationship that we have with success, our relationship that we have with prosperity, our relationship that we have with certain body parts. You know, it's like everything boils down in how much can we dive into this oneness consciousness where we can become one with all that is? And that's a journey, a pioneer journey for everyone in their own lives. But when it comes to relationships and the dysfunctionality, dysfunctional energies in relationships, dysfunctional behavior, even like dysfunctional emotions that are snuck their way into that area, it's something that is so fascinating to me because we can improve in so many levels.
So, you know, I know there's a number of people out there that are, you know, I guess I would like to really sort of break this down into two sides. When I think naturally of relationships, I guess what you just said, there is a relationship to all things. But if I was going to go down to the most mundane level and just say the relationships we have with our significant others in our lives,
yes.
You know, can you speak a little bit to people that are searching for that special intimate relationship?
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of people are pining to find a soulmate or someone to share their lives with, and there's people really suffering a lot of loneliness or that feeling of being greatly alone in the world. Can you talk to that a little bit, please?
Yes. So we have, if we, and I'm getting there to a place from the gemstone world, there's a relationship, a love relationship that is so acute and actual right now. It's so important for everyone to find their soul and or their twin flame. And in the crystal world, in working with gemstones, there's literally stones that you can work with. They enhance your relationship energies. There is a soulmate crystal, for example. And to a lot of people who look for their relationship, for their ideal life partner, I highly recommend them to work with a soulmate crystal or with a twin flame crystal, to even get used to having that energy of another partner with you. The soulmate crystal, for example, is a stone that is actually two stones in one. And both crystals grew in about the same length. And each crystal is fairly similar to the other one, but it's not the same crystal, but they both are found in one crystal. And these soulmate crystals, they truly help to bring that energy of soulmate energy into our lives. A lot of people don't know what a healthy relationship looks like because they didn't have anybody in their life that lived it. And often through stories and movies and books, we do know how it should look, but unless you have a really good example, it's not easy to attract that because there's so many blind spots that we don't even realize we have. And a soulmate crystal can help us to carry that energy of soulmate energy in our lives, literally in our energy field.
And then that helps attract that actual person into the lives. Is that correct?
It really does, because ultimately we are not set up to even have enough space in our lives for a partner, because often we are so focused on ourselves. And just think about it. Often a lot of people who have always had a partner, they concentrate all their focus on that person instead of becoming like a healthy unit where each one is their own pillar. But when they come together, they hold up that house.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hey.
And I guess who was that?
Hey, Anna, it's Saber. Hey, I wanted to ask Atana, is that the name of the crystal? Or what's the name of the crystal, Atana?
A soulmate crystal. Literally, like you have a soulmate in your life. These crystals are called soulmates. And
So do you sell those at your crystal shop, the soulmate crystal?
I do, and I love these crystals because I have had so many people attracting their soulmates after they actually worked with that stone. We're talking about 100 people get the crystal and 100 people attract their soulmate.
Are they?
I think you're going to be flooded. You're going to be flooded, Hannah. Everyone's going to be coming down to your crystal store.
Well, I'm a matchmaker for the crystals anyway, and now I added the humans in it.
Oh my gosh. So this is an interesting thing for me as well, that I'd love to understand, you teach people then how to work with these crystals to help attract the right person into their lives. Okay.
Yes.
And can people come and do sessions with you on this, or is this just something, how do people then learn about this, working with this soulmate energy?
Well, first of all, they start to carry that healthy, balanced energy. Once they have that healthy, balanced energy for their partner, then the partner fills out that extension of that energy field that they just worked on, and they basically can step right in there. And when that happens, you know, there's still, of course, some work that needs to be done in terms of refinement of the relationship. And there's certain, everybody has edges and corners. And everybody has to work in their relationship in terms of communication, getting themselves into a place where they feel authentic enough without that they have to compromise their own light, and then enhancing the relationship through everybody bringing their light together into it, you know.
And this can be done when there's nobody actually in your life. You can be doing all of this, preparing for a physical person to come in. Is that correct?
Yes, you can start energetically working on it. And once you energetically have an expansion in your energy field, and I'm talking about really an infrastructure. Think about this. For a person that lives alone for many, many years, they don't have really an infrastructure of how there's even space, or, you know, a little compromise has to be done for when you have a partner. You know, ultimately you want to make sure that you have space for your partner, but you don't like over sacrifice your own energy, but keep a healthy balance in terms of what you give and what you receive, so that there is a healthy growth process involved.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, you know what, we're going to cut to a small commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Carol into the discussion, because I want to talk about how she has used your technique to bring healing to people currently in relationships that they find wounding. So we'll cut to a break and we'll be right back. Listeners, stay tuned.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we're discussing relationships and how we can use the Atana method to heal and transform them. We have a guest today, Carol, who has been a long-time student and practitioner of the Atana Healing Method. Carol, have you been, it's about 11 years you've been working with this method, is it not?
Yeah, coming up on 11 years, yes.
Yeah, it's a long time. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Are you fed up yet?
It's lovely to have you here. So, Carol, I'm really interested to hear from you, because I think, Atana just beautifully described how people that are feeling alone and lonely can help attract that right person in. But I'm really interested to hear from you how you have helped people who are stuck or feel trapped in negative or destructive or abusive relationships. I'm very interested to hear from you how you use the Atana Healing Method to help people get freedom or transform those patterns in their lives.
Well, Atana has shown me how to do that through his method, with how he has supported me as I worked through that same sort of wounding relationship that I had. And I have a real good understanding of the blind spots that can be there. And it's interesting, he was talking about the soulmate crystals in the beginning. I went on a crystal healing journey that he does in 2008, and I found a soulmate crystal. And I was married at the time and very much in, blind spots. And I just kind of thought, I don't need this. I'm already married. And as time went on and I learned, and here's where the Etana method comes into it, as the method in my growth and learning process unfolded, I learned more and more about self-love. And so ultimately what I learned for myself and what I help my students and clients learn through is when we get in these relationships that are wounding to us, we often sometimes don't even see how suppressive it is or how controlling it is. That was the case with me. I was so controlled that I was even programmed to believe that everything was fine. But when I started to go deeper and deeper into increasing my self-love, which is one of the first tenets through the Etana method, when I started loving myself more and going into deeper aspects expanding that, is when I started to, like, those blind spots started to be revealed. And so one thing that I've learned through Etana's gentle guidance is, that's when somebody's in a situation where maybe they know they're unhappy, but they're not really sure how to get out of it, or they know they're in an abusive situation, and it's all about navigating your way through it. And what I have found is one of the best ways to start is always to increase your self-love, because then you create that space for when you love yourself, then you start, the universe has to deliver that others love you too.
Etana, what Carol's talking about makes sense intellectually, but I mean, yeah. Even in my own experience in life, and this has been part of my own journey, I'm really learning how to increase that self-love. That is not an easy thing. And, I think we're brainwashed. Yeah. I think I've said this in a few different episodes, to, speak negatively about our bodies, judge ourselves, compare ourselves to others. So switching mode into that self-love, that is difficult for a lot of people. So, Can you speak to a little bit of that, please?
Yes. We have to look at what is the highest level of self-love that we give ourselves, or that we have ever experienced. And when you approach this from a point of view, like from the oneness, where you're an unlimited being, then your self-love has to be unlimited. Until you reach unlimitedness, you really can't stop to increase your self-love. And often we start like, hey, today it's like a very high level of self-love. I feel really good. But you have to go past that point of feeling good where you feel so overwhelmed, so ecstatic, so vibrant, so activated in your self-love that you can barely contain it. And then you stand in that frequency. And I'm not talking about the selfish love, but the increase of where you can stand in front of the mirror and you can say to all parts of your being, ideally, of course, naked, and you can say to all parts of your being from all sides that you truly love it, that you love this body, and then go into loving the mind, that all aspects of your mind you can truly love, then all aspects of your emotional body that you can truly say, these emotions that I have, I love all of them, each single one of them. And each spiritual experience and the past and the future, there's so much involved with self-love. We just usually think just feeling good about ourselves, but it's also good about feeling good about our past, our future, our current situation, and even any guilt and any shame that's interfering with this has to be superimposed with our raised frequency of self-love so that we can truly attract the partner that we're desiring.
Yeah. And Carol, tell me, I just want to go back to you because Atana really goes out there sometimes, which I love, but just bringing it back to somebody that's actually worked on this with him, like you're like a normal person. Atana, not so much, but I'm joking. Carol, I'd love to hear, how this story evolved for you, finding this crystal and then working in this way.
Well, I want to interject too, to not dismiss the importance of affirmations. You know, this is like also something that Atana taught me. And I have kind of a funny story with this because I don't know how many listeners are familiar with the Natalie Wood version of Miracle on 34th Street. It's a Christmas movie. And there's a part in there. She's a young child and she's being told to believe in Santa Claus, and she's not really buying it. And so she's just kind of in the car and she's going, I believe, I believe, I believe. She's just like repeating it over and over. And then a miracle happens, of course. But I found myself doing that. This is like the normal person version of this, is the affirmation. So I increase my self-love to the highest level possible. I increased my self-love to the highest level possible. I had to learn in the beginning, I didn't feel a whole lot. Like my second chakra was, very blocked. And so I didn't feel the energy, but I trusted. I trusted the affirmations. I trusted how Atana was supporting me and guiding me. So I worked through this affirmation. I increased my self-love to the highest level possible, even if I didn't feel it. I just kept affirming it. And ultimately, and it's something that happens so gradually over time because eventually something happens and you realize that you have a little bit of a change of perspective about yourself, about something, or you have somebody says something that you would have allowed them to, like maybe somebody insults you or something, like your partner, and you might have just allowed it and not said anything in the past. And then after you increase your self-love a little bit, you're like, wait a minute, you don't get to do that. And whether you have the voice to say that is something you develop into, but you start to realize that the more that you increase your self-love, then how less it's okay for other people to control, suppress that.
And I'm fascinated. So what happens after you found that twin crystal?
Well, it was with me with my energy work. It still is, and it. I believe that it helped me ultimately over time to wake up and realize that the relationship that I was in, the marriage that I was in, was very controlling, very suppressive, and I started to, like, this was like got less and less comfortable, right? And so it's like until ultimately my self-love was big enough that I wasn't going to allow that unhealthy relationship anymore because I felt that I was becoming more of a whole person myself and I didn't have to be, belittled anymore. And I feel like that soulmate crystal was a big part of that because it showed me how to have relationships, and like the difference between a healthy relationship and a not healthy relationship. So I leave that unhealthy relationship And I'm still, you know, working on relationships in all aspects, like Atana was talking about. And without even consciously knowing, I was creating a very healthy and wonderful partner. A new partner stepped into my life. And
So
now I'm getting to experience a healthy, balanced relationship, and it's just amazing to weigh the differences between what that old relationship was and how unbalanced it was.
Amazing. Well, thank you. That's very personal, and I find that a very inspirational story to share. What we're going to do, listeners, is we're going to cut to a small commercial break, and when we come back, I'm dying to speak to Saber. Anyway, we'll be back soon. Thank you.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are once again discussing the very large and deep topic of relationships, and we've just heard from Carol, and we also have the extremely passionate and funny and engaging Saber here with us today. So, Saber, welcome.
Woohoo! Thank you for
Woo-hoo.
Having me.
This topic of relationships. Yeah, I was just going to say the topic of relationships is, but sorry, I'm sorry. You go, Saber.
Girl, would you let me talk, please? Oh my God, I wanted to say a special hello to Carol. Hi, Carol. I love being on this with you, and especially to Atana and to you, Anna. Thank you for letting me be part of this relationship. This is a very special relationship, and I have already learned so many things with being with you all. So thank you. I just wanted to get that out there before we started. So thank you so much for being my relationship, my radio relationship. I love you guys.
Thank you, Saber.
Thank you, Saber. I was really quite fascinated because you've also been a student of Atana's, and you're also a healer like Atana and Carol. I'd love to talk to you a bit about our relationship to the earth, because this is another relationship that I think is extremely fractured, and we're seeing so much going on. And I'm interested to hear from you about this disconnection from the Great Mother for so many of us, and people needing to reconnect or feeling that drive to reconnect. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, please?
Sure. Well, I feel that Mother Earth is such a beautiful, beautiful goddess being. I've had the honor of seeing her one time, and she is gorgeous beyond belief. And I really wish people could to see what she looks like and know that she's an actual energy that has feelings and that has a soul and that wants to have a relationship with you just as you're having a relationship with her. And every time you throw a piece of garbage on the ground, you're literally like throwing a big gulp at some lady you don't know, right? It's such a sad thing because we have this one-sided relationship with Mother Earth. And I am painstakingly trying to teach myself and also my children to learn how to get back in touch with Mother Earth. And just the other day, my child, before he picked a flower, he asked Mother Earth if he could pick it from her and then asked the flower. I mean, this is a 4-year-old child asking to make sure it's okay. And I know that's kind of like, oh, you're like the hippie mother. No, I'm really not a hippie mother at all. I am just getting back to really like a root basic of what we should be doing, learning how to respect the land that we live on, respect the air that we're breathing, respect the water that we're drinking, and respect the energy that we're being fed on a daily basis. Again, what Carol said before so beautifully, that there's small shifts that happen along the journey, whether you're using crystals or Atana's method, there is a small shift that happens almost every day, but periodically there's a bigger shift that happens and it awakens you and you find yourself seeing things through a different lens. And you are excited about this and you want to make more changes, and this facilitates even more change. And then when you're making these changes, your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbor, just anyone who sees you making these huge changes will want to do the same thing. So please don't forget that the small things like picking up garbage wherever you go and putting it in a trash receptacle can will inspire others to make great changes. And this is something that I do every time I go to the park. And people look at me like I'm crazy sometimes, and I'm thinking, wow, this is how far gone are we at this moment, or how far gone are you to look at me and think I'm weird because I'm picking up your trash, right? And so, but again, I try not to go there, and I'm saying, you know, okay, I'm being a good example for myself and for all the other little kiddos that are on the playground. They're watching me do this. And they'll also see me walking around without shoes on. And, they'll come up and say, why do you have no shoes on, lady? And I'll say, because I want to laugh with Mother Earth today. I want to feel Mother Earth today. And they get it, right? They're like, oh, okay. And they go back and play. And then the parents are like, eyes are glazed over. They have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So we really do have a bunch of youngsters that are coming up that know what to do, that know how to do it. And we just have to really work with them to help them to get their message out.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to you about this question today because I myself have just had this really strong feeling recently about wanting to become more mindful of my actions and also acting in line with my core values. Because, and I guess, Atana, I'm really interested to just bring you back in here, because that in itself is reconnecting to the relationship we have with ourselves and when we can actually act in line with those core values. So we're authentic and we're true to our own purpose. This is such a big thing, this purpose in one's life to help oneself have a key core healthy relationship with oneself. And yet so many people struggle. Yeah, I want to hear from you around that, please.
If you get to a place in your life where you get to a level of awareness that you recognize what your action creates in the bigger picture, and or your thoughts or your energy, and how more you become an energy healer, how more awareness you're going to have about not just your actions, your thoughts or your emotions, but actually also about your energy. And so even like the thoughts, because you're refining your system, you're clearing your system to an awareness level that is so deep, before you even come to an unhealthy action, you have like barriers to cross that remind you, that are turning on the red light and say, hey, one second, that could be problematic if you do this action or this thought or this energy. And ultimately, when before you even start throwing the trash out of the window, you're just starting, let's say you're eating a chocolate or something, and you have a piece of paper that you don't know exactly what you're going to do with, but you had already a thought about, you know, you're going to eat this. So automatically with awareness, with consciousness, you know that you're going to get to the point where you're going to end up with the next step. And with being aware means, you know, when you throw something out of the window and it hits Mother Earth or it pollutes Mother Earth, even just the intention of you polluting something instead of making something more beautiful has a negative effect on your own system, because you're opening yourself up for negativity towards yourself. And Go ahead.
I was just going to say that metaphor of like throwing trash out the window. What happens when people throw their shit at you, like their emotions or their negative behaviors? Because I would see that's quite a similar thing. And, you know, sometimes that's really hard for people as well. It's actually in many ways no different. Yeah.
Well, see it like this. When you are, think about yourself being the most famous video and TV star and movie star that you can imagine. And everybody, for a moment, just envision yourself the most famous person on the planet. And now think about, if you are in the multimedia world, how many people have emotions associated with any action, anything that you put out there? It's 50% probably going to hate it and 50% going to love it. But you are exposed to these energies, and you have to learn how to transmute these energies in a way so you don't have to work them out for others. So energy healing or energy work is like a must, is a must step on the planet in just to enhance your life for just living. Because everybody needs to know that there's energy floating around, and you have to have an awareness of what is happening so that you can start transmuting it.
Mm.
Hear, hear. Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, Atana, we're going to have to go to a quick break in a minute, but I just want to quickly say, what happens, what is the step, like if somebody is trapped in a really unhappy relationship where they're just miserable and, you know, their partner is acting in a, you know, awful way or being mean or ignoring them or whatever they're doing or being abusive, what is the best way someone can step into their power to shift that?
First of all, a very good step is, like Carol already said from her own experiences, you have to increase your self-love. But ultimately, one of the very best ways, learn how to do energy work on your relationship and see if your partner can make the breakthrough. And if your partner is not able to make the breakthrough or they're too much stuck in their narcissistic tendencies, then you have to get your strength back, and you have to get yourself to a level where it can be dissolved in a healthy and in a loving and respectful way for both of you. And that's something, first of all, get yourself filled up with protection stones, because there is usually, when these relationships already happening that are miserable out of whatever reason, maybe just because the dynamics are not right, maybe just because the flow of life force and the star alignment is just not in a harmony, then get yourself into a place where you call your power back to yourself, because we're giving our partners so much power, and we then expect them with that power to do exactly what we want them to do, otherwise we don't love them anymore. And when you call your power back and your expectation from your partner, and you let your partner be your partner, then whenever boundaries are overstepped, you can say, hey, look, this is my boundary, this is still here, and then we have a unit. And that unity is not like something where you're losing yourself, but you're contributing to it. It's like you're creating another, literally a separate entity, a relationship entity. You two provide energy into a relationship entity. You guys creating basically a new corporation, a love corporation. And that love corporation is like this new love being that you both contribute energy into it. So if one constantly contributes energy into it and the other one constantly takes and doesn't really put anything in it, then that creates exhaustion. And if you catch that early enough, it can be shifted. If you're like 5-10 years in a relationship, that's very hard to reverse, except if the other person comes to an epiphany.
Amazing. And I'm really wanting to sort of talk a little bit more about that, but we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and listeners, we will be right back very soon.
Om, Hare, 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 Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing relationships. We were just having a little giggle then about Atana's a vision of building love corporations. And I just, Atana, that is amazing. I can just see this city of love buildings. maybe you can be the mayor, Saber. Hey?
Hey! I'm in!
The mayor of Love Town.
We'll have Love Street, Love Way, Love Street, Crazy Love Street. Woo!
I love it. Carol, I just wanted to come back to you quickly because, you know, what Atana was just talking about then is, you know, it's amazing to me. And I just want to quickly ask you as well how you as a student have found developing some of these, I guess, as you said, gentle inspiration and encouragement as a teacher. How have you built this into your practice?
How Atana has guided me as Well, as we've talked about before, I am fortunate to be in the same city with Atana. So I used to write notes. I used to have a session with Atana and like write everything down like I was in a college class, right? And so I took it all in, and it's like I was like really like wanting to absorb every nuance of suggestion and guidance and support that he was giving me and showing me as I navigated what in the beginning I didn't even know was really about my freedom. Because when I met him, I was 21 years into a very unbalanced marriage. And I was, you know, like I said, I didn't even know how unbalanced it was. And so I start doing the energy work, the energy healing, self-healing every day, healing into my family, the relationship. And I love how Saber said that about how we have these subtle nuances of change that happen and enlightenment and awareness and inspiration. And then it'll be like it builds and builds, and then it'll be a tipping point where it's like, boom, there's a, you know, wow, there's a whole flash of insight and enlightenment. And then that helps you to just keep doing the energy work. You know, that's what Atana has is just always like, are you doing your energy work? Have you done your energy work? Just like, but Atana, wow, are you doing your energy work? Have you done your energy work? You know, like, but I want to fix. Do your energy work. You know? it's always the answer. You know, do your energy work. Put energy work into it. You know, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's do your energy work.
Yeah, and Atana, I have to say to you, you know, I have not been working with you for nearly as long as Carol has. This is like our third year of working together. But I have to say, building my relationship with you, that in itself has been an amazing thing, because I find you so inspirational, and I find that your work is, I think I was saying this to you the other day in one of our one-on-one sessions, your ability to understand vast amounts of knowledge and information is extraordinary to me. And then you can also crack a joke. And, you know, that relationship to somebody so positive and really I feel like you're living your Dharma, that in itself I find healing, just that connection to you. And you're so available to everybody. I just, for the listeners, you know, you can Google Atana, you can get onto his website, and that website will take you
You can find access on all his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, which I do because I'm in Australia. You can find information on his group and online training, his books, his music. You'll find all his links to his YouTube channel, Facebook and Instagram pages. And you'll find information also on his crystal store and much, much more. So the fact is, Atana, you are so available that anyone anywhere can build that relationship with you and start on their healing journey. And I just wanted to thank you for making that, you know, be so.
Oh, thank you. I want to make it as easy as possible, because ultimately it's about you finding you, everybody finding themselves. And once you find me, and it's very similar like Carol says, I'm going to just throw it back at you and say, hey, did you do your energy work? What can we do to empower you? What can we do to get you into this most powerful place in your life so that we have partners, so that we all become equal, so that we can all become lights and stars on this planet, so we can support others in their wake up and awakening process, you know?
And Saber, just cutting back to you, because we love hearing from you, have you got any more thoughts on this topic? Because it's vast.
Yes. Me have thoughts and a word? Never. I have a whole bunch of things I'd like to say, but I really, it's just so coincidental. Today, before I got on the air, I got a text from someone in my family, and they're going through a significant relationship issue. And I have seen this over and over and over again, women and men just disregarding when they meet someone, they disregard what they learn about that person in the first 5 minutes when they meet them. You really know who someone is when you meet them. They tell you who they are. And for some reason, I hate to call out the women, but we just like to make excuses for the relationships that we're getting in. And we make excuses for people and that, oh, I think I can fix this one. Oh, I think we can do better. And I'm going to help make this person succeed. And that's a beautiful attitude to have. But when you're joining yourself with someone basically for eternity, you know, you're molding your genetic material with someone, and more than likely you will create another person with this relationship. Another soul, it is so imperative that right off the bat, if something doesn't feel right, it's your genetic material telling you that this is not right. And something that I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but my guides keep talking to me about smells, and that we keep masking our smell, that even just our underarm smell, and we spray ourselves with perfume and our clothes and our home, and we're supposed to smell each other. We're supposed to find our mate also by the smells, and that is masked as well, right? So we have our intuition. We have our stomachs all messed up from, you know, what all these foods we're ingesting, and then the smells, we can't even smell each other. It's kind of like we're trying to find a partner in the dark. And if you have a second of clarity in which your body and your divine team is telling you no, please listen. And if they tell you again that this is not right for you, please listen. Don't make excuses for yourself and continue in a relationship that is not going to be healthy for you and your future family that you will possibly create. And that also goes back to self-love, that you don't need to be with someone. You don't need to have a relationship. You can be healthy on your own. And I find that when you do find that healthiness within yourself, the self-love, that is when a divine partner will materialize and come into your life. And that is when you want to move forward.
Yeah, and what you have just said is, you know, just I think a lot of people need to hear that. Tana, I'm just going to cut to you because we've only got a few more minutes. But what happens when people feel like they can't leave a relationship because of practical things? Like they might have kids, they might have houses, they might not have worked for 10, 15 years, they might not be able to earn an income. Just quickly, we've got like 2 minutes, but I'd love you just to speak a little bit about that.
Yes. You know, I work with a lot of people, and a lot of people tell me, well, you know, I say I love Jesus, I love Buddha, and I am really into supporting every faith on this planet. And some people say, well, if you would be a real Christian, you would be doing this and this. But often, and if you're a Christian out there today, strengthen your relationship to God. Trust God that God has your back, that God's going to take care of you. Be fearless. Be in your full connection with God, with the divine, with the universe, with your enlightenment, with your Buddha consciousness, with Allah, with Shiva, with whoever it is that you believe into. Even if you believe like in yourself, trust yourself that you have all the support from all of your supporters, of your lineage, of your supportive purpose energies, that you are going to be taken care of. You may have a little dip in support for a moment because you're jumping in that cold water, but once you're in the water, you're going to start swimming, going to go to the next island, and you're going to look at that island and you're going to say, this looks great from the distance. I'm so happy I'm not there anymore. And think about it in a way, think about it in a way that you have all the support that you can muster. You have all your energy system that's intact. If you get everything in you activated, success, prosperity is inevitable.
And that, thank you, is what I just needed to hear today. High five,
thank
Tara.
You.
I'm giving you high fives over the phone.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody for today. I'm sure we could do like five sessions on this topic because, you know, everyone I'm sure has many questions. But Saba, big kisses to you, Mayor Town of Love Town. And Carol, it is always an honor to have you. You're an incredible woman and I love hearing the practical aspects of Atana's method by you, because sometimes he can go off into that stratosphere and it's a bit confusing what he's talking about.
Oh. And I have a joke about smells. How about that?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Go,
here
quick.
We go.
Oh, yes. Okay. Here we are. So two people riding in the elevator. One says, can I smell your underarms? And he said, hell no. Well, then must be your feet.
Well said, Atana, and that's a great place to dive off. Atana, I'm going to leave you with, you're the last person to be able to have your say, and I just wanted to thank you. You're an amazing person, and please say goodbye to the listeners.
Love to everybody. Love, love, love. Love smells, happy parties, prosperity, success. Know that we have your back, and I hope you guys have our back. We're making this happen for you out there. We're supporting you. Please make sure that you're supporting us back. We love you. Just love us a little bit back, okay?
Thank you, everyone. We'll speak next week.